I'm here in Clondalkin and I'm talking to John Clark. John, how many years were you with the Clondalkin paper mills?
29 years.
And when did you join them?
The 1953. And it'd be February, or yeah.
Yeah. And did you go straight from school into the paper mills?
No. No, army experience in that, well, you know. I'd done 6 years in emergency service.
During the emergency?
During the emergency. And I was everything then. I was army worker, waitering, farm worker, everything.
All right.
On building trade.
And the house you're living in here, John, is a very old house in Clondalkin, isn't it?
This is 1911 house. And labourers' cottages.
Yeah.
You know, that time they gave them out like at labour for labourers. And they're very reasonable, cheap, and that, you know, and they jumped at a half acre of land.
And your father, of course.
No.
Was it your grandfather that lived here, or was it your...
I'll tell you what, I will tell the truth. I was reared and nurtured. At 3 years of age, I came in that gate, number 8 Common View, and I met my foster parents, Anne and John Delaney. And then, my foster parents, like, looked after me and reared me. There were two of us, by the way, with one had passed away, like, but I'm the one that's left. And I looked after them as best I could. I went into walk on the milk round. I fostered around like walking where I can get 13 years of age and go milking about 20 cows with another man. And they were hand milked.
And who, for who?
I worked for Mr. Roach of Ballinall. There were two brothers and two sisters. Very elegant people. I think they were Church of Ireland, not sure now, but they were very religious people to go up and down by the gate there on Sunday morning, wherever they were going, their own business. But they were very confined to themselves. They never approach you, never close to you. And if they're paying your wages, it comes down from the top window. Here you are, Sean, 30 shillings a week. And that was at 13 years of age, 14 years of age.
So
it was a good experience for me, but
it was indeed.
Yeah.
And when? So, did you get any schooling? I mean,
Not. I'm self-educated.
Yeah.
The monastery school was just, you know, we went to school. That was all by name. And anything I learned was outside in the army, through the army, and travelled a lot around.
But do you know who your paternal and maternal father and mother were?
I have a very good idea, but never were approached. See, I don't know what should I tell you. Well, that's all right.
It's all history, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. But my people are all Church Street.
Yeah.
Church Street. And the house is still there, standing. Well, Boyle's the Bookies has it, there in Cable Street. Sorry, Church Street. They had two apartments. 165 and 89 Church Street. And to me, or to my knowledge, there were business people. They owned the pub in Cable Street, number 2 Cable Street, which is Flat Street now.
Yeah.
They owned the Push Street. You know, that's another place. Bakery in Cabra and all that. They had business. They were kind of business, but they came up hard. Six uncles and the grandparents. But I did not know my mother. No, I should I be giving you that?
It's just interesting.
But that is the way I was brought up, I didn't know my mother. She was 14 years of age.
Imagine. So you were out on your own, literally, you know, working with the farmers and at what stage, what did you do when you finished working with the Roaches then?
Oh, well, I was a great GAA man. I loved the Dubs. I still followed them at that time Because I remember going to Crow Park, and I was 15 years of age in 1942, roughly then, like Dublin and Galway, and there won't be 2 points. And the reason I took interest in that, because there was, I think, I'm not sure it was the Round Tower, man, but there was St. Mary's the Sacred had 4 or 5 on it. Peter Riley, Paddy Birmingham and all them, different turtles.
42.
Yeah, that's right.
So what did you want to do afterwards? Did you join the paper mills then, or did
from which now?
As soon as you finished working with you know, milking the cows. Roaches.
A funny story about that. I travelled and I went up from a man called Andy Egan in Kingswood.
Yeah.
And he was a kind of a cattle dealer. And he had me walking the cattle in and out of the market from top of the Kingswood, me and another man, and we'd gone right into town with the cattle. Then days, there was no traffic on the road much, you know. When the traffic was loose, with the cattle. And if there wasn't soldier, walk back with them, you know.
Yeah.
That was that.
And your place here, of course, was surrounded by fields.
These were all fields. There was nothing on these. Well, these cottages, 8, come with you. It's bungalow up here, Smith's, and Christy Dwyer had a goat, and, you know, milk in it, which I often drank. And that's all. And then the only farmer was Dowlin.
Yeah.
Joe Dowlin, he in the Commons. He was the farmer, like in this area.
Yeah.
And then he travelled, then the Massey's there, and Robin Hood and all that, there was the milk, all fields.
And where was the fair held? Where did you go in Dublin with the cattle?
Oh, Pritchard Street, the market.
Yeah.
Pritchard Street there, Hanlon's corner across, yeah. Black Hall Street.
Yes.
That is, yeah. And we walked all the cattle up there. And maybe I have to walk them back. And not alone that, if you walk them there, you might have to go further up and slay the second. With the other owner, like he might have 2 or 3 cattle as well.
Mm-hmm.
But to be all together, like it might be, up to 8 to 12 cattle, the sell. And then he's left, you have to bring them back home. And walk them back home, not with all trailers or any lorries or anything.
What an interesting life, though, you know, what a way to grow up. Well, but did you go on then? What was your first? Was that your first job? I mean, were you in the farm here? And
no, my first job was Mrs. Collis, Cocker. They asked me to go home, put on a clean shirt, and get a little suit on you, which I had. The people were very tidy and clean. I might want you tonight to do a little bit of waiting. At that age, you know, 14, 15 years of age as well. Like that was in between these others. And I do that. And I go up to Newlands and the golf club and I've done the same. I mean, little dicky bow on.
Yes.
No, tidy.
Yeah.
So that was my first job, like, really. Yeah.
And so you were a waiter and but that probably paid you very well because you probably got tips as well.
Ah, they're very good now. I mean, sure, look, cadding in the Lynch was 1 and 8 pence and you got 6 pence tip, that's 2 and 2 pence. And the 2 pence bought you a sandwich.
Yes.
A Tipperary woman, she was the majoress or manageress there.
Yeah.
And there was a Tipperary man, Mr. Kwan, Tommy Kwan. It was golf links and everything, golf course.
Yeah. And
that's survival, that was the survival that time.
Hmm.
And then you might come down to Newlands Cross and the boys all get together and you don't know whether they have 2 headed apes or. Well, we're to have a toss, and you might lose everything you've earned.
Yeah.
Or make more.
And how long did that last?
That, till I was 18 years of age.
And what did you do then?
I went to the army. I walked from that gate there, outside, to wrap mines and a pair of hobnail boots.
Yeah. And what were you doing with, what were you doing in wrap mines?
I joined the army and I met the sergeant at the gate and the sergeant said, "My dear boy, where are you going?" "I'm going to join the army, sir." You better go in there and tell them you're 18 years of age. I am, sir. I was a month over, you know, like November with me. So yeah, I am, sir. Right, I was on that lorry. Went in around 10:30 or 11. The doctor, funny thing, he was a local man, Dr. Kevin Coslow. Born and raised at nurse, he was a nurse child too. With Mr. Mackay. I'd never just, like, yeah, you know. And it's loaded there then.
And so
the corner, again, 4:30, shaved, haircut, uniform, and the CS inspected me on the parade. That was it. All in one day. And I spent the 9 months in the corner training, and I went through all the whole score, tattoo, 1945, the Ball Bridge. I damaged my knee in the meantime, but I wasn't at that, like, you know, but then we sent to Temple Mower Barracks. And next thing, there was word of the guard had taken over to Temple Mower Barracks. So we dispatched to Clonmel.
Mm.
So I was the last man to went out with that, out with the army, to Clonmel, out of Temple Mower Barracks. And I had a big function there some time ago, and I was very disappointed not being asked. As one of that platoon, the last. Oh, handed over to the Gardaí, dispatched to Clonmel. Now.
So, right through the emergency, you were in the Army or in the LDF? Which?
Oh, I was in the LDF too, correct. Before I went into the Army, by the way.
Oh, yes.
There was a joke about that because Mr. Coe, a local man, in Clondalkin. And I think it was so, there was a little hut there, Charlie Kelly's butcher's there, where Tesco is now, at the corner. Mr. Delaney lived in the house there, Delaney, not no relation or anything like. And they gave us guns, I was a joke about it, they gave us guns, all right, wooden guns, wooden shoes. And the marches up and down that boot road. We call that the boot road all the way down, them days. Because the old folks used to say, that's not. It's not common. You would boot road. That's it. The shape of a boot.
Oh, yes.
So that was it. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you remember, yes, about the emergency period? I mean, was there any indication that you probably, that we were going to be invaded? I mean, was this the back of your mind?
Yeah, because I was a fairly diligent kind of a man. Like, I respect my country. My colour and everything, and I think Tommy might know, but just 14 years of age I was put on horseback, and I on horseback with the tricolour and Paddy Burke, Brian Lennon's father.
Yeah,
they were the ones, and they always used to say that when they come, they were in this house, like, but there's the man, horseback, tricolour up to Clondalkin. But no, I've no photographs, no nothing like, to verify that.
Yeah.
It's only word of mouth. That's me, you know. No.
So, in fact, you were a horseman, were you?
I loved the horses. I loved, yeah. God, yes, of course I did. Sure, when I was in the job with Andy Aiken, I came up and down there many times. I was turning over the hedge or something like that. But I was in there with Andy Aiken. He gave me a loan, the horse come down for me lunch, or we'll go back again. So, see, the old nice road here at the Green Isle, it's no traffic, nothing.
Hmm.
You were safe, don't you, since yourself.